There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God who is Father of all, through all, and within all. This miracle of the multiplication of loaves and fishes reminds us of Christ as a divine person, the one Lord. The Christological principle that is essential to our belief and salvation wasn't easily reconciled in the early church. It took time for people to get their theological minds around the teaching that Christ is a divine person, not a human person, a divine person but with two natures, divine and human. He always was God, always is God, but at the Annunciation, that moment in history, which was the fullness of time, he took from the Virgin Mary a human nature. She consented to the divine decree, and that changed history, brought God into our world. That's the principle of the incarnation, or the two becoming one. One person, two natures, divine and human. Until Christ, often in pagan religions and in esoteric thought, especially philosophical opinion, people regarded the spirit as good and matter as evil. That's the old Manichaean belief. And that's still somewhat out there in the world today, especially with our Gnostic thinkers. Christ changed all that, because he united the two in one. Matter and the immaterial, the physical and the spiritual, the human and divine were brought together. And it's often through the physical, the material, the human, that God works his divine, his spiritual and supernatural. And that's the case in the feeding of the multitude. 5,000 men, perhaps 15,000 people altogether. He could have done anything. He could have spoken to the birds and food could have fallen from the heavens. He could have just clicked his finger and something would have happened. He chose as God to use the natural, the physical, 5 loaves, 2 fish, and feed the multitude. The 5 loaves, people see in that, because he became the bread of life, the 5 wounds in his own body by which he glorified the Father. The 2 fish are his 2 natures. And of course, the 12 leftover baskets symbolically mean the 12 apostles who would go forth and spread the gospel. There's much in this story. There were 2 times our Lord fed the multitude that point also to the Eucharist, how God would feed us today. Once again, taking the natural, the physical, the visible, and transforming that into the invisible, spiritual, and divine. As the bread of life, he feeds us now. Elisha, who once in the Old Testament prepared the world for this miracle of our Lord, and our Lord used this miracle to, you might say, launch his Eucharistic mystery, is all tied together. What's also unique about today is the memorial of the grandparents of Jesus, Joachim and Anne, the parents of Mary. They were united in marriage but childless. The two had become one, but the one had not yet been forthcoming until God would will that to be. And that ushered into the world the most perfect human person, Mary, who was made perfect so that she could give us God himself. God made man. Notice the principle, the 2 in 1, is also united in marriage. Male and female are united in the one flesh, and from that gift of love comes forth, if it's willed by God, the gift of life. We take it for granted, but today we are under attack. And on this day when we think about the family of God, the grandparents of Jesus, we ought to also acknowledge that we come from a family. We are born into a family. And spiritually, God baptizes us into a family as we look forward to the baptism within a few moments of young baby Ryan. So, the family is essential. It's the cell of society. This weekend, we've seen in Albury a marriage forum to once again focus on marriage, but also to wake us up to the reality that marriage is under attack. It's under attack. We are in a siege state. Daily, incessantly, there are people out there wanting to drag down marriage. If we ever woken up to how stark this reality is and how devastating the results will be, it's about time we did. The repercussions, if the law changes in this country, will affect us all, from banker to receptionist to motel owners to all types of people. Today in the world, the Western world, are being sued, taken to jail, prison, for not complying with new laws concerning fake marriages. Marriage must be between one man and one woman. That's God's will, not mine and not the church's. How dare we take from God? And if, as in Ireland and other countries, they do take from God and dismantle marriage in doing so, so that marriage means nothing, then the repercussions will be forthcoming to all people in society. Not only do we dismantle the cell of society, but there's a certain hatred and vitriolic attack upon love and life itself, inspired by a diabolical presence in the world today. These aren't harsh words. If you read deeply into this matter, it's a reality that people today are suffering. Please God, Australia will stand firm, so far we have, but we need to be bolstered in our faith and awake and alert to what is happening. There's some forms to, or basically letters we can send to our member of our federal member, Susan Lay, which we can just sign, and even stamps are put on the envelope so we just have to sign the thing to get the point across to her. She's pro same-sex marriage. We need to help her realise this is not good for us in our future, in our present, the church, and all the sundry. So let's encourage her to realise the big picture, not to give into the politics of so-called fake equality and discrimination, which is not the issue at hand. And also on this day, we're trying to help couples realise the great gift God has given them through the sacrament of marriage. So on this day, we've said in the bulletin the last few weeks, we're going to have couples who would like to renew their marriage vows. So we'll do that now.